This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 120 of Youpreneur FM. That's right, calm down, you're not in the wrong place. In case you missed the first of our new Tuesday shows, yes, that's right, we're coming at you twice a week from now on. We've changed our name from the new business podcast to Youpreneur FM to coincide with the launch of Youpreneur.com, the entrepreneurial community where nobody will get left behind. So not only will you get a quickie solo show from me each Tuesday, and we're going to be zooming in on one topic each Tuesday, we'll also be bringing you our normal interview format show each and every Friday, as always. Now, if you're interested in finding out more about Youpreneur and the support, the accountability, the networking, the learning, and the all-out stick-in-your-business-on-steroids effect that all that will have on your business and your entrepreneurial pursuits, just head on over to youpreneur.com. That's youpreneur.com for more info. So on to today's show with Lara Lost. Now, Lara is the lady that does all of my personal podcast show notes. And let me tell you something. This has been an evolution. It really has. We've really evolved the way that we put the show notes together based on a number of different things, and we'll go all into that plus a lot more. And she actually goes through the entire process bit by bit in what it takes to actually put together good quality show notes. Now, whether you are a podcaster or maybe a YouTube or a video marketer, this show is for you. And even if you're just a blogger or an online business owner as a whole, there's a lot to be said for understanding a new process. So Lara really does just lay it out one step at a time for you, with me guiding her along the way at the same time to make sure that everything is super easy for you to understand. Now, she doesn't do a lot of podcast interviews, so this was a real exclusive. And like I said, she does handle all of my personal show notes. So as you could probably guess, I only hire the best, plain and simple. So we're going to be learning from the best right now with Lara Lost on what it takes to put together a really good set of podcasting show notes and why it's so important for your brand, your business, your website traffic, and so much more to do so in the first place. Here we go. So Lara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Look at that voice. You're like, hi, thanks for that. You should be doing a podcast. You shouldn't be doing all this show note malarkey. You should be behind the mic with a voice like that, right out of the gate. Wow.
You know what? If I can find somebody who will like pick the topic and like handle all of the other stuff, yeah, absolutely. If I can just show up, I'm there.
So you want to do, let me get this right then, just to put anybody that's tuning in right now into context there. Lara wants to do what you want to do as a podcaster, right? That's what she wants to just record and then give everything else to someone else. So, and this is what we're here to talk about, because, you know, more and more and more of the community that I serve are getting involved in podcasting. And, you know, some of them are, you know, quite frankly, some of you are late to the party, but that's okay. At least you're here now. If you've got a good bottle with you, you're welcome to the party. You know, if you're producing good content, if you're providing value, it doesn't matter whether you're just getting started with your podcasting journey. Truly, it doesn't. But it's been around for a long time, a lot longer than most people think it has. Yet, you know, everyone's screaming and shouting about it being this big new superpower in terms of content marketing and whatnot. And I know that there's a lot of community members with the Chris Ducker community that is, you know, that are getting more and more involved in it. However, there are two pain points that whenever I talk to somebody who is a podcaster or is thinking about becoming a podcaster, there are two pain points that they bring up over and over again. And they are in this order. Okay. Number one, editing. Surprise, surprise. Tech, right? Techie, right? And number two, those bloody dreaded show notes. And this is where you come into play for today's show, because you are my show note specialist. You are the lady that creates all of the show notes at chrisducker.com. So there you go. Everybody, I'm unveiling her to you as of today. Lara, we've been working together for about a year or so. I love your work, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't continue working with you. That's a given. What do you think it is? I mean, we're going to get into all the different, and you've got a course on show notes and everything. We'll talk about that a little later. But what do you feel is the biggest issue here for podcasters in general, like a blue sky view here? What do you think is the biggest problem for podcasters when it comes to creating their show notes properly?
Well, I think really by the time that, you guys record your episode, you just want to be done with it. So
it's more of a mindset thing than anything else.
Yeah. And you have to have the preparation. If you're not going to go back and listen to your show again and write the show notes from that, then you have to be prepared going in to take notes, to, just know exactly what you're listening for and what you're going to write about after you've recorded the episode. So there's some of that. There's some of the planning. I think also, if people just had a template and they used it every single time,
right,
I think that would make a huge difference, because then you know exactly what you need to cover and what notes you need to jot down for yourself to remind yourself later when you go back and write the show notes.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of the preparation and the, having the big picture view going in.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I mean, the template for the show notes over at chrisducker.com has changed a few times since we've been working with each other. As,
yeah,
most things do, they evolve over a period of time. Different things happen. Not so long ago, what was it, maybe 6 months ago, we converted everything over from WordPress to the Rainmaker platform. And I know a lot of you guys are starting to look at Rainmaker. If you are interested, you should, in sort of taking everything you're doing, content marketing and digital kind of publishing, up to the next level, you should look at Rainmaker. And you can actually get a 14-day trial. I want to just give this link out real quick. chrisducker.com/Rainmaker. It's what I run everything on now, and I absolutely adore it. But when we flipped over about 6 months ago from WordPress into Rainmaker, there was a little bit of a learning curve, but not a lot. I mean, it sits kind of almost on top of WordPress. So, I mean, it didn't take you very long to sort of get your head around the whole thing, right?
Right. Yeah. It seems like it's a very intuitive platform. So it was pretty easy to make the transition.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we do have a template. It has changed a little bit, and it will probably change again at some point in the future. But that's the, that right there is kind of, there's gold in them there hills, right?
Right. That's right.
Right there, by having a template in the first place, but then accepting the fact that it can change if need be.
Nice.
You're not married to it forever. So let's start breaking down this system a little bit then, in terms of all the different things that we can do to create show notes in the right way. How do we start? How do we start planning this template?
Well, I think, it depends on the type of show you do. If it's a conversational show, like I use the same template as I'm writing my show notes for you that I use for everyone else. And I really have two columns. And one is anything I hear that's noteworthy, I jot down. And then the other side, the other column, is resources or links that are mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that set up as you are recording and you can somehow quietly take notes or jot something down on a piece of paper, I think that's going to help out.
It's funny you say take notes. When I first started the podcast, you can go back and you can listen to like episodes 1 to 10 or something like that. And every now and then you can hear my keyboard tapping away as I'm taking notes, right? I'm taking notes. Because I was doing my own show notes at first. And it was like, you can actually hear me tapping away. And I actually had people like tweet me or email me saying, dude, you got to stop tapping on keyboards. It's driving me nuts when I'm listening to your show. So eventually I started going with the hand, the good old fashioned pen and paper mode. But again, it still meant that I had to, when I was done recording, and I would usually do it directly after recording, I'd still have to sit and physically write the notes myself inside of WordPress. So, okay, so that's interesting. See, we've been working together for a year, and I had no idea that that's how you do it with the whole two-column thing. So, and for you guys tuning in, that's the way it should be. When you hire someone as part of your team to do something for you, particularly a specialist that truly knows what they're doing and they're not messing around, you don't need to know everything that they do. You just care about the end result at the end of the day. So there you go. All right, so you've got your two columns, noteworthy on the left, resources, links, books, stuff like that on the right. Yep. What's next?
Well, then I listen. So, you know, as I don't know if podcasters intuitively know this as they're recording, but for me, I listen for anything that is just obviously important, but also particular to that guest. So what's special about them? What makes them unique? What, you know, why are they on the show? What's their background? Mm. And why is your audience interested in listening to them? Even if you just write down a couple of adjectives or a couple of their stories, a couple keywords from their stories, that's going to help you later on when you're writing the show notes, because you can bring that out. You can add that to the content that you're creating and give your readers a reason to listen.
Mm, absolutely. And you know, for me, it's also, and when I'm interviewing somebody, I truly am zoned in on them. I'm not messing around. I'm not checking Twitter. Like, I know some podcasters are all over the place when they're interviewing people. Like, This is an expert you're bringing on your bloody show. Will you please get the best out of them for your audience and stop messing? It's not just about fulfilling the weekly segment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I really love to do is I like to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I've been told that with Michael O'Neill, actually, who was back on the show about a month or so ago, episode 115. You guys should check that out. It's a great show with Michael. Michael, I always say that Michael knows his job.
That he does.
He knows his job. He is an incredibly good interviewer. And I've taken a lot of tips from Michael, actually, over the years. We've become good friends, and I listen to everything he says because he's a smart SOB. And the fact of the matter is that you have to go deeper than one level of questioning. You know, then a question has to follow the answer that has to follow that answer, and so on and so on and so on. But you're right. I think a lot of podcasters don't think about that, and they just sort of burn through their list of checkpoints or questions or bullet points that they've got. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so carry on with the journey here. Where are we going next?
So, you know, once I've listened and I have those notes, I actually just go right on into WordPress and I start writing. One thing that has helped me tremendously, and I'm a writer by nature, so I do have that advantage.
Sure.
So if you don't, what I think is a really awesome app that helps is any binaural beat app will help you. I don't know the name of the one I use. I think it's like 32 binaural beats is the name of the app.
Okay.
But it has a creativity mode that you can set it to. And I'm not kidding. It saves me at least 15 minutes in my writing process episode I do.
What does it do exactly?
You know, I have no idea. It's
it just works. It just works. Right, yeah. It sounds like one of those infomercials, doesn't it? You see it at 2 o'clock in the morning. We have no idea why you're going to buy this, but it just works. Our friendly operators are standing by. Okay, but I mean, ultimately, it kind of just, I guess it just allows you to just zone in on what you're doing a little bit more.
Yeah, as far as I understand it, it just works with your... It helps you get into those brainwave patterns that makes the creativity easier. It has all different modes. Like, I think this one has 32, and that's why it's called 32 binaural beats. But so I set it to creativity, and I'm not kidding, it shaved at least 15 minutes off my time, which doesn't sound like much until you're doing multiple episodes a day, and suddenly, like, I have an extra hour that I didn't have before.
Huge. Exactly. You've got either an extra hour to just have a bit of downtime, or you've got an extra hour to take on board another client and make more money.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, that's great. So I want to clarify for you guys tuning in, what Lara does is quite interesting. Not only does she have the Show Notes Made Easy course for people that want this template and really want to be able to do this themselves. And I suggest, actually, for most new podcasters to at least do this themselves for a certain period of time so they know what goes into creating good quality show notes. Would you agree with that?
I would, actually. I think you will have a great appreciation when someone comes and takes it over for you.
Exactly. So that's
and you'll know when they're good.
Like right, exactly, said. exactly. And you know what you want better than somebody else at first anyway, right? That's kind of what it comes down to. So that's one side of Laura's business. But then the other side is her done-for-you service, where she actually does the show notes for people like me and Michael O'Neill and a cluster of other brilliant podcasters as well. So, and I wanted to clarify that, because it's important that people know exactly what you do as an entrepreneur as well. Because this isn't just like a vendor type thing. Like, you're a real business owner. You build this yourself, and it is what it is. Okay, so so go back then to, so you're writing the show notes. You do them directly into WordPress, which is interesting because when I blog, I don't write directly into Rainmaker or WordPress. I actually do it in Word because I'm scared that something will happen with my internet connection and I'll lose everything, because it's happened to me a few times. So I always go directly in a Word and then just pull it all over. But that's fine. So you go directly in a Rainmaker, and what happens next?
So after I've created it, then we get into like SEO kind of things that are probably interesting and of note for your listeners. So, and I'm tinkering with this yet. I haven't like figured out an exact formula, but you know, some very basic things that everybody can do. You just pick a couple of keywords from your iTunes description and focus on those. Those are going to be the keywords that you're going to use every single episode. They're going to be in your show notes. And you should use them in the beginning. I don't know if these are, you know, completely basic for everybody, but use those keywords in the beginning.
Give it to them. Yeah.
Use them in the middle and then use them at the end.
Right.
And then create subheads with them.
Nice.
Subheads are good. They'll definitely help you rank higher. And you can also add those keywords into, so when you add, you want to have images in your show notes always, even if it's just the headshot of your guest or of you or whatever. You want an image. And you can add those keywords into, when you click on the image and you edit it, it'll say, I think it says alt text or alternative text.
Yeah.
You put the keywords
headline
in there.
Or something. Alt title. Alt title, I think
yes,
it is.
Alt
yes.
Title.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So pop your keywords in there. And that's also going to help you rank. And I'm not sure of how Google does that, but that's an extra little bonus to do that.
No, I mean, you know, these are, and this actually can be said of just content in general, I think, online, whether it's a podcast show note page or whether it's a blog post or whether it's a post with a video embedded from YouTube, you know, doing these simple things, excuse me, like, you know, making sure that you've got, you know, one or two keywords in the title, one or two keywords, like you say, at the beginning of your content, the written content, in the middle, and then in the end, those subheadlines. I think the subheadlines had more clout before. I don't think they have as much clout as they had as you know, they've done a couple of years ago. But if you can use them, there's nothing that's going to hurt you with that, obviously, right? It's only going to go in your benefit. But sometimes it's not relevant. Like, you know, a lot of times I don't bother with it because it's just not relevant. But I think, you know, ultimately, these are just little things, and they don't take too long. I mean, we're only looking at maybe 10 minutes or so to tweak things when you're done writing, or as you're writing even, that will allow you to have that kind of more longevity-based traffic coming in from Google, right? And maybe Yahoo, if your viewer is in 1994, or your listener is from 1994, you never know. All right, let's recap a little bit. So we've got the episode. We've got our two columns. On the left, we've got kind of noteworthy type quotes and tidbits of information. On the right, we have resources and links and websites and things like that. Then we go into our blogging platform, whether it be WordPress or Rainmaker or something else. We write out the notes and we make sure they're a little SEO heavy. Let's talk about what happens next.
So at that point, and now I have all the links are created as well. So I really just go back in and check everything and make sure that it's, you know, everything is linked where it's supposed to be linked, and it opens. I have everything open in a separate page because I want the person to have to come back to the show notes page.
Right.
Even if they're done, I want them to still come back and have to actually click off of that page. So everything opens in a separate page. And then pretty much with everybody, as I do with yours, there's a quote that we use. It's a tweetable, which I think is really, it's a super easy way to make your episode and your show notes shareable
sure.
to your audience. And I think that's a key thing to do, that you do it. And, you know, I do a different variation with Michael, but almost everybody that I write for, they do some sort of quote that can very easily be made into a tweetable.
Yeah, you just click it, and we use clicktotweet.com,
right.
Which will enable you to basically just pre-write a tweet out. You want to make sure that you at yourself, or at least hashtag your show, or what, you know, whatever it is you want to be known for, so that you can track it and see how many. I at myself, as you well know. So, and I would say, you know, you go ahead and actually create this tweet, and you go to clicktotweet.com, and you create the link, and then you stick it into the show. I mean, you do all this stuff. I don't do this. So,
right.
you know, yeah. So, and it, I mean, it works. It gets shared. And, you know, sometimes I open up Twitter and I look at my notifications and I see, and it's great. I absolutely love seeing this every time it pops up. I see those quotes being tweeted out from episodes from months and months and months and months ago sometimes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I love that. So it does really, really work. But the key here is to make sure, and for you guys tuning in, you're getting the tweet is one thing, but you got to get people back to your site. So make sure that you include a link as well, whether it's to that particular page or whether it's to your homepage or a landing page of some sort, whatever you want to know. So let's talk about that real quick as well. Let's talk about CTAs and why we need them, because call to actions are incredibly important for anything where anybody could be consuming your content off of your hub, whether it be a blog or whatever, but you want to get them back to your hub to be able to get them on your mailing list and all the rest of it. Can you break down the whole CTA concept for us?
Sure. So it's a call to action. So, yeah, you're going to pull out, I like to do quotes from the guest or from the podcaster.
Yep.
I think they just resonate with people. And they're enough to like intrigue people to want to listen, and also for people to listen, but to share with their community. And then you want to have a link to bring them back. So it's social media obviously is incredibly powerful and so useful, and we all need it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you want people at your website because you can get them there. You know, like they become part of your community there. And whatever happens with different algorithms on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, when they're on your site, they're yours. And that's ultimately where you're going to create the strongest bond. And it's just something that you really need to focus on. And CTAs are a great way to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not just, we have multiple CTAs. I sometimes say this is bad. Some people say that this is good, but we have multiple CTAs at the show notes for chrisducker.com. And for you guys tuning in, you can go to the show notes for this page at chrisducker.com/episode120. And you'll see what I'm talking about. We have multiple call to action. So it is the retweet or the click to tweet from the guest. There sometimes are, obviously some sort of a sponsor involved in the show. So that's a call to action, but it's more of a value add call to action, right? To get people across to a special offer, one of our sponsors. And then I believe it's at the end of every episode, I very clearly say, thank you for tuning in. You know, click here to leave an honest review and rating for the podcast on iTunes. And make sure you subscribe when you're at it. That call to action for me is the most important one, because you want to get people back and listening to your show over and over and over again. And that last couple of paragraphs just never changes. It's exact same.
Right.
And you just copy and paste it every episode, right?
Yes. Yeah. You do that. And Michael does that. The Art of Charm does that. I mean, if you look at the big players, they all have something like that at the end of their show notes. Some call to action to subscribe, to listen, to share. That's what they all do. So if you're starting out, that's what you need to do too.
Exactly. Completely agree with you. So this is a lot of work here. I don't want to beat around the bush here. And you guys tuning in, you know it's a lot of work, because when I talk to you, you tell me that show notes are a big pain in the royal backside. And so I get it completely. But here's my big thing here. With anything that takes any kind of time investment or monetary investment. I want to get absolutely as much as I possibly can out of those investments, right? Everybody knows that my biggest issue is with time. I hate wasting my time. It truly is my most valuable commodity as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and I try and maximize it every single day. Money, that will come and go. But once you've spent your time or you've invested your time, it will never, ever come back to you. You know what I mean? So we spend a certain amount of time and money putting these show notes together, whether we're doing them ourselves or whether we're hiring somebody like yourself to do them for us. There's time involved. There's money involved. We have to try and get as many legs out of this as possible. Let's talk repurposing.
Yes.
For a minute. What can we do? Because I'm a big fan of it. And anybody that's been following me for a few years now will know that there are very regularly, I will take blog content, written content that's done very well, and turn it into an audio podcast. And I'll also do vice versa as well. Now, some of you might see that happening. Some of you might not. Some of you are now probably thinking, damn, that's bloody smart. And that's absolutely fine. You should start doing it as well. Because some people will prefer to read than listen, and vice versa, right? So what can we do to repurpose this content that we create in our show note pages?
So I'll share two things that I do and have done with my clients, and then we can talk about the other options that I haven't fully explored but are totally out there.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So I for Nick Unsworth with Life on Fire, I write his show notes.
Is this where she's going to start dropping names now? I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, drop ahead. Go on. Bombs away. Go for it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I actually didn't have to say who I did that for. But anyway.
No, listen, if you don't tell everybody how awesome you are, nobody else will. That's what I always say. So go ahead and do it. Go ahead. Go on.
So once his show notes are written, I take them and I create an article for the Huffington Post that he has a column with them, and he posts it there. So, and it's very simple. I just tweak the intro with the show notes. He has a certain intro that he likes to do for the first paragraph or so. And I take that and I just tweak it and I open it with, I know that his column is focused on entrepreneurs and people who either are starting out or want to get into entrepreneurship. So I open with something related to entrepreneurship that's going to, you know, want to bring, it's going to make them want to read more.
Sure.
And then, you know, I pretty much can use the rest of the content from the show notes. And I just change the closing paragraph. And like, you know, I don't include resources or things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's very simple to do. And it doesn't take a ton of extra time. And you think about it, you can now take that and go reach an entirely new audience, people who don't know you. Mm. And you can have a huge impact that way.
I love that. So, and I'll back that up right now. I mean, I am very, very blessed to regularly be listed or even featured in articles on places like the Huffington Post or Business Insider or Entrepreneur or Forbes or Inc. and all these other big kind of news outlets online. And let me tell you something right now. Every single time that happens, my traffic goes through the bloody roof. I mean, there is, if you look at my analytics, there's a massive spike, a huge spike for like a week.
Wow.
Because they genuinely promote the living hell out of that content. So I love the fact that it's genius that you're creating something for your own website and then ultimately rejigging it. There's a technical term. This is, says a guy with 20 plus years of business experience. Just rejig it. Just make it happen. Rejig it. You bring this silliness out in me. It's you. It's your fault. So just, you know, I love the fact that you've already done it for your own website and now you're repurposing it for, you know, a huge news outlet like the Huffington Post. That's that's genius. Okay, so I love that. What's next? What else can we do? What else are you doing?
You can take the show notes and email your list about them and let them know about that particular episode. So you don't necessarily have to use the entire set of show notes that you write. You could just use a couple of paragraphs. You could use one paragraph and maybe the quote that you pulled out. Use some of the bullet points. Whatever you think is going to resonate with them and they're going to be intrigued by, put that in an email. Send it out. You never know. You can get more people to your site. They could share it more. You're just letting people know what you have and how it's going to benefit them.
I love that as well. And I will, you know, I'll back you up once again. This lady knows what she's talking about, everybody. I'll back you up again there because I don't email my list on every single show that I publish, as you well know. But when I do, maybe it's because it's a super hot topic. Maybe it's because I've got a super hot guest, whatever it is. Whenever I do, again, a big spike. Because even though a lot of my community will listen directly to the show from maybe iTunes or Stitcher or somewhere else, when you email them, everybody checks their email every day. You know what I mean? They might not necessarily go into the podcast app and check it every day. So just that alone will get people back to your hub, and then they can start, you know, enjoying more of your content when they're there, or maybe click a buy now button somewhere or something along those lines. So getting people back regularly is great. And I've done that. I've also taken, you know, the first paragraph or two of the show notes that you have created, and I have put them in an email, and I've said, to listen into this entire interview, click here. And you're right, it works. It's great. And so smart as well, because, again, it only takes 15 minutes to write a good email, but why spend 15 minutes unless you truly have to, right?
Exactly. Yes. Saves you time.
Okay, so those are two things that you are doing, and they do work. I can clarify that very clearly. What are the things that you haven't done, or maybe you flirted with a little bit, that you want to maybe take up to the next level when it comes to repurposing?
Well, I think guest blog posts, you can easily take your show notes and tweak them a bit to use them as a guest post on somebody else's blog that's relevant to your audience.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think you would have to be a little bit, you know, let's brainstorm. Let's get into a brainstorm, everybody. I like that idea, but the problem is with Google's algorithm changing so much, you would have to tweak a lot now. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was like 2-3 years ago where you could probably tweak a sentence in every paragraph and you probably could have gotten away with it in terms of not getting dinged for duplicate content. I think today you would have to change a lot. I'd say probably 50%. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot of work, isn't it? I think at that point, a lot of additional work. But maybe it's worth it if the guest post is on a big blog. You know, if Michael Hyatt asks you to do a guest post and you want to do something that worked really well with your audience from a show note perspective, then yeah, it's worth the additional time invested, isn't it?
Yes. So yeah, you'll have to do that at your discretion. But yeah,
yes, indeed,
it's an option.
What else?
You can certainly look at writing a book or an ebook. You can take the various topics. Yeah. And it'll be labor intensive, but it'll be worth it.
Yep.
You can, pick the different topics that you focused on and pull out some nuggets from each guest, each category, and start creating chapters based on that and just flesh it out yourself. So it's a good start. You've got a lot of great evergreen content there.
Sure thing.
And a book, an ebook, some kind of giveaway is also a great way to use all of that content that's just sitting there. I mean, you want to take advantage of it because it's great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've started to do that on the show, as you well know, with the kind of podcast-specific guides that we're doing. They're 5, 6, 7, 8-page PDF documents, kind of bonus content sort of type of thing. Amy Porterfield does this incredibly well, and she does it for every single episode. We're not going that far into it. Not to put Amy's down in any way, shape, or form, ours are a little bit more graphical. They're a little bit more kind of, I don't know, I guess probably just a little bit more time is put into them, whereas hers is just kind of raw content, so to speak. But they're still amazingly written. But what she does is she, and we're doing exactly the same thing with the odd show here and there, where we will take the real golden nuggets from the show and turn that into a PDF guide, which people can get on the show note page by clicking a link. You get a little pop-up, pops up and says, enter your email and we'll send you the guide. So it's a great way of, one, providing great content, additional bonus content based off of the subject of the and the topic of the podcast itself with your listeners. But number two, now you're growing your list. And not only are you growing your list, but you're doing it in a very targeted, segmented way where, like, episode 105, we did it with Robbie Kelman Baxter, the author of Membership Economy. And we talked about, in that guide, we talked about how to set up your first membership site and how to market it. Went gangbusters. We had over 500 people opt into that thing. It was insane. Like, within like 2 weeks, it was crazy. Wow. And that's 500 email addresses I would not have got if I wasn't giving that guide away. Right.
Yeah.
We did it again recently with Darren Hardy from Success Magazine, Five Principles to like Raving Success or something. Did very, very well. And we've got others coming out as well. Just recently we did one with Sue Zimmerman on social media trends and how to jump on them. We've did it recently with Gretchen Rubin on creating habits. And we have, what else have we got coming up? I think we've got one coming up with Michael Port based on his new book, Steal the Show, as well. So this is, this is a great way to repurpose your show notes and obviously just more content from the show itself that you won't necessarily usually put in the show note page as well. Are you starting to see more and more of your clients following that particular lead as well?
I'm seeing more and more people inquire about how to repurpose their show notes, and people are really like wanting to be creative and add more value to their audience. So definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, this has been an incredibly enjoyable and also insightful conversation, I think, for anybody that's in their infancy of podcasting. Maybe they're thinking about starting a podcast. Maybe they've already been doing it for a while and they are pulling what little hair they probably have left out of their head with this whole show note situation. You have put together, and I love you for this, you put together a little special offer just for our listeners based on your course, and I want you to give it to them right now. Drum roll, it's all yours. The floor is yours. Go.
Thank you. Yes. So I have sort of an introductory series of videos that I generally – they retail for about $117, and I am happily giving them to everyone when they purchase a copy of my current Show Notes Made Easy course. So if you go to shownotesmadeeasy.com/NBP, you can find the offer there. And if that doesn't float your boat, you are very welcome to join my email list, and I will happily give you a copy of the Show Notes Made Easy PDF, which I also sell for $79. And that one is free of charge. So just join the email list and I will, you'll let me know that you came from Chris's show, and I will send you your very own copy of that as well.
Boom. There we go. And see, and only people tuning in are going to know that special little, let me know that you were from Chris's show. That little secret, you know what I mean?
That's right.
I think you know what? Out of 100, this is episode 120. I think that's the first time I've ever whispered on my show. I think it's the first time I've ever done it. Oh, dear. I remember a while back, maybe a year or so ago, Pat Flynn freaked everybody out. Did you hear about this when he whispered on the show? So he ended the show. I can't remember what episode it was now. Maybe, because this is going to be weird for you. You're going to be doing the show notes on your own interview.
Yes.
At the end of this, right? So maybe you can try and locate or drop a quick tweet to Pat or something and ask him what show number this was so we can link to it so everybody can hear this. So he wrapped up his podcast episode and he was like, so everybody, I'll see you next week on Smart Passive Income. Take care. And then the music played, like the actual outro music played. Mm. And then the recording carried on for like another 20 seconds. And if you were, you know, the usual listener, he's never done this before, you think, oh, Pat screwed up the editing or something, right? But then he came and he goes, and I swear he said this, he goes, you guys still here? With this creepy, horrible, shit your pants, scary voice. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm his best buddy and it freaked me out. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Anyway, so I just whispered. I popped my whisper cherry on my podcast right now. So there you go. all right. Well, look, Lara, it's been so good having you. Links to all your special offers and all that sort of stuff and the resource and the list and all the rest of it over on the show note page that you are going to be creating. This is weird for you, I bet.
But it's a little meta, yes.
But yeah, the link for everybody is chrisducker.com/episode120. Lara, I love you. You're so cool and you're so awesome at what you do for me. And I want to thank you for providing me amazing show notes for my community because I've had many compliments on them, and you surely, truly do know what you're talking about. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you too. And it was so great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Alrighty. So for you guys tuning in again, show notes, chrisducker.com/episode120. I'm going to be back at you again next week. Remember, we're twice a week now, baby. So you're getting twice the dose of Ducker in your eardrums every single week. I'll be back on Tuesday with my solo show. Until then, take good care. Be kind to each other. Do something amazing. And I will see you then. Bye for now.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you. Then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.